You know, I'm going to just one word for the title, faithfulness. Now, that's not a refrigerator word. Now, the reason I say that is when my kids were growing up, if you wanted to get a message to them when they come home after school, especially Craig, you just put it on the refrigerator, because that's the first place they went when they got home from school. Any parents know what I'm talking about? Oh, I got some friends in the place. Faithfulness. You know, a lot of people are looking for promotion in their jobs, even in the spiritual world, in the church, you know, sports, school, all kinds of places. And we continually see people get promoted while others are seemingly standing there trying to figure out what's going on. So the question we might ask is, why is this happening? In the scripture, you will see that promotion is not an accident or a mystery. God promotes faithful people. He puts great value on faithfulness. Now, let's look at it. What is faithfulness? How do you recognize faithfulness? Well, Ed Cole, who I knew back in the day, he was a great men's speaker to men. In fact, we had him at, when I was associate pastor, we had him at our church. I knew him. He says there are three ingredients of faithfulness: dependability, loyalty, submission. And you know, I think he's about got it right too. He said that's the ingredients of faithfulness: dependability, loyalty, and submission. Now, God is a great example to us of being faithful. He is dependable to do what he promised. Anybody with me? He is loyal to his people. He is submitted to what he has said in his word. God is faithful in our generation while we're here on earth, as he was in the generations before us, the ones in the Bible even. God is always faithful. Deuteronomy 7:9. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Now, here it's saying that God is faithful to keep his covenants and to show mercy for 1,000 generations. Actually, here we find that Moses is saying to these children of Israel here, he's saying that God was faithful to your father, your grandfather, and he's saying it's the same God, and he's faithful to you in your generation. That's what he's saying. You know what? God is faithful when nobody else is. He's always faithful to perform his word. Always. Look at 2 Timothy 2:13. 2 Timothy 2:13. I'm going to read this first from the New King James, and then I'm going to read it from the NLT. I'm letting everybody turn there in the Bible. The pages are, go to on your device. I've got, well, my phone's down there, but I've got it on my phone because I, and on my iPad also because I, and my computer at home, because I got on there. Here, I just got the one translation, but when I can look at it on my phone, I can go to I don't know how many different translations and see. And the reason I like to do that is because sometimes we need to, we don't completely understand the verbiage in the King James or the New King James. And when we read it in another translation, it gives us a better understanding of what they're saying. Here, 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Now, in NLT it says, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. And he said, he says he's a faithful God. And in the Word of God, he says, I am God and I change not. I may be paraphrasing it a little bit, but that's what he's saying. So he is always faithful. He's faithful to perform his promises. Hebrews 10:23. Give you a chance to turn to there. You just, there, Timothy, just turn a few pages. All right, look at this. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. God is a faithful God. You know, in the world we live in today, faithfulness is not valued very much. You know, let's go and look at an unfaithful person in the Word of God. In Luke 16:1-7. Luke 16:1-7. New King James. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward. And accusations were brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him in and said, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Then the steward said to himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. In another translation, dig ditches, it says. I'm ashamed to beg. I'm resolved what to do, and then I am put out of stewardship. They may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill, sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another one, and how much do you owe? And so he said, 100 measures of wheat, he said, take your bill and write 80. Now, here, this steward, he was unfaithful, he was undependable, he wasn't loyal, he wasn't submitted to his master. The first thing he does is that he does not take care of the things that he had been in charge of. And after he got confronted with it, he continued to rip the master off by canceling other people's debts without authorization. You can tell by what he's doing here what the accusations that were brought against him, that he was wasting the master's goods. Hello. You know, sometimes we have to deal with people that way. We used to have a coffee bank down here, had some rest, it had food and stuff. And we got to find out that the guy was over it. He was buying food for his household that he's supposed to be purchasing for over here. Hello. He wasn't very faithful, was he? You see, what I'm trying to say is the truth is this man was only looking out for himself. Do you know that that's the way a lot of the people in the world are? A whole bunch of them, really. Me first, everybody else, and everything else doesn't matter. As long as I come out on top, who cares what happens to you? Now, don't look at me like that, because that is how it is out there. I mean, it's, hey, take care. You better take care of yourself. Well, you know what? I think if I am faithful and do what God tells me to do, that I'll get taken care of. It don't matter what else is going on. Hello. You know, in the Word, we see that God places high value on faithfulness. You know, another man said, named Ken Crockett, I like this. He said, God isn't interested in us being famous in the world's eyes, but in us being faithful in His eyes. That's a pretty good statement. Now, there's some things that we can look at that helps us recognize faithfulness. Look at now, we're going to drop down from that. We just finished the seventh verse, and in the 8 and 9 there, he talks about actually the master sort of commended him for taking care of himself. But then that's what Jesus is telling the story. But then he picks up in 10, verse 10, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous manner, and another translation puts money, and other translations put worldly goods, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you've not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? See, God determines faithfulness by three things, I think, here. If you're faithful in little things, He can give you much. If you're faithful with another man's goods, God can give you His own. If you're faithful in the world's goods, God can entrust you with true riches of heaven. You know, faithfulness actually is an inner quality of a person's character. It's part of who they really are. Faithfulness of a person can be seen in a person's attitude, in their words, and in their actions. Hello? You know, it says, when you desire a promotion, you need to ask yourself some questions. Am I being faithful to the company I work for? Or the person I work for? Or the people I work for? Am I faithful in doing the work that is assigned to me? Have I shown that I'm dependable, loyal, and submitted? Am I faithful in little things? Boy, y'all getting quiet on me now. Bad. That's a bad place to get quiet. Excuse me. Ed Cole, again, says, be faithful in that which is another man's to prove yourself worthy of having your own. You may be talented and very intelligent, but all of that is of little value if you're not faithful. You know, I was working on this today. I got to thinking about something. I went to work for my father-in-law in 67, I think it was June of 67, I believe. He didn't know me. He knew of our family. He knew my dad. My dad had preached for him many, many times. He didn't know a whole lot about me, and he just knew that I went to Bible school and then had to go in the Army, and then I came back and I married his daughter, and that's about all he knew about me. And I was thinking about this today. I went to work as his associate pastor. The second day on the job, he tells me, be at my house 8 o'clock in the morning and be in work clothes that can get dirty. Well, I got there. We drove about an hour and we ended up down by Lake Tawakoni. He had a cabin there. Well, it was actually a pretty nice little house. And sitting in the yard was a pontoon boat that he had built, and it was about, I don't know, close to 40 feet long. And he said, see that? He said, yeah. I said, I had that built. The church uses it. The men use it. The ladies use it. The youth use it. But those pontoons have got to be sanded down all the way to bare metal and then painted. And he said, that's your job. Well, I didn't gripe or complain. I just said, okay. So I got the sander, and I knew a little bit about it because I grew up next door, my next door neighbor, Bink Mooney, and then his son, James Kenneth, everybody called him Chunky, as one of my best friends. He had a paint and body shop, and I had been down there working in that, so I just got that grinder, and here I go. Man, I worked, he said, now, work till 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, you get in the car and come on back to the house. And now, my father-in-law, I never heard him call my mother-in-law by her name, ever. He said, the wife. He always called her the wife. Isn't that right, honey? In fact, on her tombstone, it says the wife. That's what Lynette and her brother and sister wanted on there, especially Lynette and Gary. But he said the wife will have some food ready. So I worked till 5 o'clock and got in the car and come back. And so they had food and we finished, and he said, okay, you go back down there and do the same thing tomorrow. So I went back, and so finally I said, I came back. I think it took me a day and a half, 2 days maybe it was. So I said, hey, I got that finished. He said, okay, I'll go down with you tomorrow. And then we went down, and he had all this primer paint and paint gun and all that. And he said, you got to wipe it. I said, I know. And so I took the liquid and started wiping them down. And then he said, okay, now here, let me show you how to do this. And of course, I knew how, but anyway, he went, shh, 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 three shots. And then he said, okay, that's the next thing we got to do. So I did that. You know, and I was faithful to do everything he said do. But I got to thinking about that. Actually, I think he was actually seeing who I really was and what I was made out of. I didn't gripe. I didn't complain. I didn't even complain to Lynette about it. I just said, hey, that's what he wants done. That's what I'm going to do. You see, and I went down there every day faithfully. And I didn't, you know, mess around. I got there and got the job. And he knew about how long it would take. And actually I got the primer on. He said, oh, you're a little ahead of my schedule. I said, well, that's okay. But I was thinking about that. Actually, then I noticed later on, because of that, he assigned me other things, and I would do everything he assigned me to do. I was faithful to do it, never gripe, never complain. But you know what? I believe that put me in promotion and put me in position to be where I am today. And I talked about me. I know you don't want me to talk about you, so I talk about me. You know, can you look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm being faithful where I'm at? If you are, you're putting yourself in position to be promoted. See, God rewards faithfulness. Now I realize, you know, I start talking about all this and you start thinking, oh, I don't know. Hey, that's the reason you're where you are and hadn't moved. Somebody said, man, you're being a little hard. No, I'm just telling it like it is. You know, Pastor, you that have been here know that, Pastor, I don't mince many words. I just tell it like it is. I don't try to flower it up or make it, you know. That's the way it is. But God actually rewards people who are faithful. Faithfulness brings promotion. How many of you guys played sports in high school, or maybe you ladies too, especially football? Now, they have a depth chart at every position. And they got the starter, they got the next guy, and the next guy. And sometimes there'll be four people. If you're down there on that lower list, the coach is looking to see how dependable you are, how faithful you are. And I guess I've been that always. I mean, I would do everything and do extra. You see, faithfulness brings promotion. Look at 2 Timothy 2:2. 2 Timothy 2:2. And these things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be our faithful people, maybe it should say, who will be able to teach others also. Actually, when it says faithful men, that actually means mankind's what the real better translation. Now here, Paul is instructing Timothy to impart what he had to those who were both faithful and able. Now I know in the dictionary, ability comes before faithfulness. But in the Word, faithfulness comes before ability. The reason God chooses faithful people is because these are the ones who are in their place doing what they're assigned to do. One day, we were at the church and we were talking about things, and he said, "You know who you go to get to do a job in the church?" I said, "No, not really." And he said, "The one that's doing more than anybody else, because you can depend on them." The reason God chooses faithful people is because they're the one that's in their place doing exactly what they were assigned to do. Unfaithful people are people you can't depend on. They're not where they should be or doing what they should be doing. You know, if you're not dependable and be at your job on time. Hello. You know, and doing what you're supposed to be doing. When I was going to Bible college, I worked at Plastics Manufacturing Company in Dallas, Texas. We come in and we would clock in. Had a card there, and you hit it and stick it back in your slot. When you left, you did it clocked out. But you had a quota you had to make every night. I worked the midnight shift, 11 to 7. See, some of y'all didn't think I ever done that. Yeah, I worked 11 to 7 and then went to school. We'd drive back to the school. There's several of us in a car that worked there. We had a carpool. We just drive, get them back, take a shower, and go to class. I've been there. I know what it's like. Done it. But I had to make a quota every. I worked a bowl machine, and I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I did 12. There's 12 bowls. I hit that. Doing that press, it was 13,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and it'd come down on this little pill, we called it, hard plastic, and it would, and you had a cup here, and you had the round part here, and it'd come down in there, and it would press out a bowl. Well, you got edges around it that are there. You don't worry about that. I just grab that air gun. I got gloves on up to here, because, man, they're insulated. Set them over there. I didn't care. I didn't care that they had all that stuff around them, because they're going to take them down to the finish shop and they're going to sand that off and polish them all up. If you don't make your quota one night, when you come in there the next morning, on your time cards it says, if you don't make your quota tonight, don't bother to come back tomorrow. We'll mail you your check. You had to be on the job doing what you were supposed to do in order to receive the benefits of that. A fellow by the name of Dave Duell says, God will not promote you from your present position until you are qualified for it. There's a story about a man by the name of George Bolt. He worked faithfully for years at the front desk of a small little hotel. One day, an elderly couple came into the lobby and asked for a room, but every room in the hotel was full, and every hotel in town was occupied. Realizing that this elderly couple had nowhere to sleep, Bolt offered them his own room. Although they were reluctant to accept the offer, they eventually did at his insistence. The next morning when they checked out, the man said to him, "You're the kind of man who should be managing the best hotel in the country. Someday I'm going to build that hotel and let you manage it." Well, time went by. Bolt received a letter, and in it was asking him to come to New York City, and there was a contained a round trip ticket. And so he went. He got there, and the man met him. They walked downtown in New York City, and he was showing him a magnificent building, and he just stood there looking at it, saying, "Man," he was staring in amazement at that place. And the man looked at him and said, "That's your hotel to manage." The name of that hotel was Waldorf Astoria. The elderly man that he gave his room to was William Waldorf Astor, one of the wealthiest men in the country at that time. Bolt had been faithful working at the hotel, and now he's going to manage, at that time, one of the most magnificent hotels in the country and maybe even in the world. You see, faithfulness brings promotion. And I got to hurry. I'm running out of time. I only got 1 minute. I'll try to cover it. I'm going to have to take an extra 2 or 3 minutes. Is that okay? Faithfulness brings provision. Proverbs 28:20 in the New King James. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Now, the NLT reads it. The trustworthy person will get rich reward, but the person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. You know, there are no get-rich-quick schemes that ever work. You know, it may seem like you're being taken advantage of. I just encourage you, continue to be faithful. Seems like others are passing you by and no one even notices. But God notices. And if you're faithful in your place, he'll make sure you get another one. Now, God is faithful to provide. Of course, we all, Ephesians 2:20, we all quote it all the time. He's able to do abundantly and above all we ask or think. And he does that according to Philippians 4:19 that you quote all the time, according to his riches and glory. Faithfulness brings preservation. Psalms 31:23. Oh, love the Lord, all you saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Let's read it from the NLT. Love the Lord, all you godly ones, for the Lord protects those who are loyal to him, but he harshly punishes the arrogant. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. You know, a lot of people are concerned about their safety and protection. There may be times when you feel all alone, but God is always there. He's always faithful to be there, to protect, to guard. There is never a time when you're alone. I don't care if there's not anybody in 100 miles, you're not alone. God is with you. Let's sum this up real quick. Psalms 37:3. Trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land, feed on his faithfulness. This verse gives you four actions. Be faithful, trust in the Lord. Be faithful to do good where you are. Be faithful to dwell in the land. Be faithful where God has you. Remind yourself, God is faithful to do what he promised. Hallelujah. Trust you got something out of this tonight. But, you know, on Wednesday night, I just like to talk to you. And what I talked about tonight will work on the spiritual side, but it also works on the natural side. You know, we are a natural person. We are a spiritual person at the same time. And do you know what? What makes us successful spiritually will make us successfully in the natural. The same things. Everybody stand. Heavenly Father, try to remind these people tonight for a few moments about your faithfulness. And we thank you for that, and we will do our part, and we know that you are faithful to do your part. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you know what it is to serve him, but you have just got off course and detoured and you need to rededicate your life, men are here, the ladies are here. As we're dismissed, if you'll come, they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. If you need prayer for anything, you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit, you need somebody to pray with you about something else, if you need somebody to pray with you about anything, as we're dismissed tonight, you come right down here and they'll pray with you about whatever it is you need. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, faithfulness is the key to success. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday morning right here.